whispered, her eyes still locked onto mine. I didn't know if she meant the tongue or my hand on her clit, so I decided to give her both. I spent all my life trying to have this, I told her as I sawed steadily in and out, my fingers working her towards orgasm. Each time I tried to push deeper into her, to stretch her wider open.
Please, more,
she pleaded, as I knew she meant both the talk and the menstruations of her clit. When you wake up in the morning, it's going to be with me eating her big sexy ass, I vowed. Sharon whimpered as I bottomed out inside her again, and I could feel her starting to shake as her orgasm approached. When you go to sleep at night, my cock is going to be inside you, I continued.
Inside my ass. God, my big fucking ass.
Your king-sized ass, I answered, growling as our flesh began slapping loudly together. Ass to groin.
Fuck yeah!
Sharon yelled, moaning into the mattress as she made a fist, hitting the bed several times in tormenting bliss.
Talk about me like I'm food, Chris.
I sighed heavily, hearing Sharon put to words what I loved so much about her body. God, I loved it. I loved how she knew what I was thinking and how much I loved her ass. The same voice I heard growing up, now talking to me like the true vixen that I'd prayed for. Now we had discovered yet another divine secret. She liked the way I talked trash to her. This big, juicy ass, I chanted, staring at both meaty cheeks vacillating like jello. Like it's been baking in the oven all day. So brown and tender. Ready to eat.
Nourishment.
She uttered as her voice rose and fell with my demanding thrusts. Yeah, I replied. I couldn't tear my eyes off hers in the mirror, nor could she mine. Each thrust was slow, yet forceful and deliberate, and each jarred a deep groan from Sharon. With each thrust, her clit got harder and swelled, and I increased the speed of my circling fingers, winding up the intensity more and more.
I'm...
She gasped, green eyes still locked on blue. I could feel the tingle of orgasm suddenly nearing, a deep rumbling tickle that seemed to come from behind my swollen testicles, and I knew I wouldn't last much longer. Trying to stay mentally ahead of the sensation, I continued to pound her, bringing Sharon over the top.
I'm...
She gasped again, this time with a whispered wail of
coming.
Several seconds later, she began to wreathe about as her orgasm split her sweaty flesh apart, almost as if she was having a seizure. Her knees buckled, dropping her full luscious weight onto her mattress. Her asshole clamped savagely on my stabbing stalk, pushing me over the edge as well. I couldn't say what threw me over. The fact that I was making the woman of my dreams endure her orgasm. Or that her ass had finally accomplished what it was meant to do all those years ago. Gazing down one last time, I took in a sweet view of Sharon's buttery globes, glossed over by a thin sheen of sweat and saliva. That's all it took, seeing that big ass flinging back at me, waves of raw, powerful sex rippling across those king-size globes of ass. With one last thrust, I cried for Sharon over and over as I hurled what felt like a gallon of cum inside the deepest recesses of her magnificent bowels. Sharon's only response was screaming her astonishment into the sheets, angrily clawing and pulling at the sheets. It wasn't a painful or torturous scream, but one of gracious contentment and profound orgasm. Millions of exploding stars crossed my eyes as I cried for her in sweet rapture. Oh, both my hands held each of those cheeks, shoving myself recklessly as far as I could inside her. Rope after rope of hot sea poured from my cock. Paralyzed by the fact that I was coming inside Sharon's ass. And that it was a beautiful ass with so much to endure. I became lightheaded, swaying back and forth as I came crashing down on Sharon's dampened back. Moments later, beneath me, Sharon was still enduring the aftershocks of her climax, her body still shaking as if chilled. Each twitch of my organs sparked another tremor, causing her asshole to spasm around my still hard cock. Back and forth we spiraled down, the death throes of her orgasm triggering weakening spurts from my cock as the spurts triggered twitches of her internal muscles. I had done it. I had tasted, fucked, and came inside Sharon's renowned ass. Oh, I had dreamed, fantasized, and jerked off to this accomplishment for so long. Now, below me catching her breath, Sharon let me suckle her shoulder as I lapped my tongue across the skin. Afterglow was settling in as both of us whispered our vows of undying love for each other as I stayed firmly rooted deep in her bowels.
Stay inside me, just like this.
Sharon spoke with a promising whisper. I'm not going anywhere, I reassured her, kissing her ear and neckline. We remained joined, cock deep in ass, together as one.
Oh, that was incredible,
Sharon said after a long, deep kiss. I can't believe no man ever wanted this, I replied, still trying to grasp such raw, powerful sex with a woman. I don't see how with an ass like yours.
Was that the first thing you noticed about me? My ass?
Yeah, I answered.
I loved it when you talked about it like it was food. Oh God, that was so fucking sexy.
Did you like it when I licked it and had my tongue inside it?
Fuck yeah. God, that was just... wow.
She exclaimed with a long sigh of wonder.
You were so into it. I never thought anyone could ever want me like that.
You have no idea, Sharon, I lovingly told her. You're the sexiest woman I could ever hope to have. Sharon purred, snuggling against the sheets and squirming below me, feeling my semi-hard cock still tucked safely away in the tranquil depths of her bowels. I guess I should tell you I'm ovulating this weekend, Sharon then said. I was somewhat confused. Ovulating as in you could get pregnant, I cautiously answered.
I don't know if you really cared, but the chances are pretty slim, but just FYI.
Just then my mind played back the thundering orgasm we shared in the limousine earlier, and then I didn't pull out when I came. My heart stopped. Sharon sat up on her elbows, propping herself up as she could tell I was suddenly anxious.
Does that scare you?
She asked. I stammered.
Well, like I said, I really doubt I could get pregnant. It's been so long and I seriously doubt it since I haven't had a baby in over 17 years. I just got the impression that you weren't all that concerned about it.
I'm not. Well, sort of, I stammered. It's just that, well, I...
Say it, sweetie, really. Don't be ashamed.
I tried to think of how I felt. This was a huge step for us and one that could change the course of our lives forever. Honestly, I have thought about it, Sharon. A lot, I started. Part of me is like knowing I could make the mother of my best friend pregnant. It's like, wow. It would be the greatest honor. to really know I loved you enough to do that to you.
What else?
Sharon asked, staring deep into my eyes with keen interest. Just that I would love to look at you, all knocked up with a big belly. And know that it was me who made you that way, I spelled out. That to me is... It's so fucking sexy to even think about. Sharon's eyebrow crinkled, staring right through me with an intensity I've never seen before.
You're absolutely amazing. You know that.
She replied. What? I shot back.
God. Most women would kill to hear a man say those things to them. Most guys would run and scream. But you... You put it to words. God, you are just one of a kind, Christopher.
What about you? I asked. Are you scared? Sharon paused, looking away for a brief second. I knew my question hit a nerve, considering she had just lost one of her children.
A little. But when we made love earlier, it was all I could do from stopping myself from thinking about it. I want another child so bad, Christopher. I want to have a baby with a man who understands the importance of making the woman he loves pregnant. A man who isn't afraid of it.
I'm not afraid of what's meant to be, Sharon, I confessed, reinforcing my love for her with a soulful kiss. Sharon exhaled in contentment, luxuriating in our kiss as my cock swelled to life once more, feeling my stalk rouse in her ass. Sharon bowed back, shoving her backside at me in slow necessity. She crawled into my mouth.
I think my baby boy needs his mother.
I shuddered hearing Sharon say that. The way she said it and the compelling passion dripping from her voice spoke volumes. Mother needs another baby, I lovingly replied. Doesn't she? Her hot breath cascaded across my face, crippled by the surreal possibility.
God, yes. Oh my God, yes, Christopher, yes.
With that, my cock slid out of the loving warmth of Sharon's ass as she rolled over to her back. Nestling atop her, our kiss fostered into a full-blown makeout, cradling her fertile body below mine.
God, you guys can go all night.
She added between the slurps and gurgling gasps of our kisses. Straddling her as my hands grazed up and down her arousing flesh, Sharon and I's sole purpose for this moment was clear. A distinct, soulful determination I had yet to experience. I had come so far in attaining the impossible, and to actually comprehend that I was about to impregnate the mother of my best friend. A woman I had wanted, craved, and sought for so long. Now, here she was below me. All for me, and no one else. My cock sprang back to life with little effort. The mere hope that what Sharon and I had came together for was more than enough. Slowly settling down on her, my wide head easily found the scalding core of my lover's pussy. Oh, with succulent finesse, and no help from my hands, I sank into Sharon's womb with no exertion or challenge. Oh, I was amazed by her already soaked pussy, and how prepared she was for this. As my balls came to rest against the lips of her cunt, I felt Sharon balk in my embrace with small cries. Looking down, I saw tears coming from her eyes, as I immediately went into protector mode. Are you okay, love? I tenderly asked. She could only nod yes as I paused to relish in our union, lodged deep inside her, all safe and secure.
I've always wanted this. A man who wanted me to be the mother of his child.
I could only think of one reply. Who says we have to stop with just one? Sharon flung her mouth to mine, gnawing my lips with hers in a potent kiss. In a flash of an instant, Sharon flung herself up, flipping me to my back as she mounted me with lissom finesse. I had to look back over at the mirror to see this magnificence all for myself. There, all curved and hunched over, was that spherical glossy ass I was just inside. All perfectly rounded out and so fucking sexy. Slowly descending atop my towering stalk of life. Feeling my cock wedge itself against the outer lips of her pussy, Sharon let out a long moan of utter surrender. Her hair splayed out across my chest and face, and I loved every minute of it. I still held onto those heavy cheeks, digging my fingernails in an involuntary attempt to ensure that she did not leave me. Sharon arched her back, bringing her swaying breasts to my face as she positioned herself for a deeper penetration. With a throaty cry, Sharon dug her flesh into mine. Slowly and deliciously she proceeded, relishing every throbbing inch of my penis, tunnel deep inside her fertile womb. Sharon gulped as she heard my whimpers of anxiety. I'm inside you, mother. Oh, I whispered from deep between her plentiful breasts. I felt the soft, velvety burrow of her pussy encircle my shaft. I reassured my actions by telling myself that I was born from here, giving in to Sharon's curious roleplay that I found myself enjoying more and more. Every nerve ending in my cock felt like thousands of tiny, moist fingers dribbling across my shaft as it made its way back home to my mother's warm, loving womb. I'm home! I yelped as Sharon kissed my head in self-assurance.
Only a mother and son understand,
she professed. Yes! I wailed in a half-cry moan. With that, she gave in to gravity, falling atop me and peeling herself to the very core. She screamed my name twice as I hurled my weight to hers. Her face dropped to mine, letting my scalding breath douse her forehead. I tried to kiss her, but the powerful coupling drove the 38-year-old mad with blinding lust. Sharon flung her head back, thrashing her hair out across her back as she lifted herself up again, only to come crashing down upon me once more. Again, she did the same, and again I met her with equal force and intensity. Oh, countless strokes and thrusts followed, and soon we found our inborn intuitive rhythm. Sharon brought her fleshy legs up so that that sexy ass could bob, thrash, and bounce more freely atop my groin. The outside security lights cast an orange hue to our room, vividly illuminating Sharon's curvy physique. I met her slams with gusto, eagerly running my hands all over the bronzed flesh. She unearthed a powerful cadence to our mating ritual, sending me into the glorious depths of incestuous exhilaration.
Fuck your mother, you hot stud,
Sharon chanted in my ear. I replied with a heave, pulling her down by the small of her waist, united together in the time-honored struggle for life.
You better make me pregnant, you fucking stud,
she vocalized over and over.
I didn't raise you to marry or knock up anyone else.
The concept of pure raw incest sent me into frenzy. I commanded her flesh to bounce as fast as it could go, slapping up at her plump skin with my sweaty groin. Echoes of our mating ceremony resonated throughout our hotel room as I focused on planting my seed as deep as I could within my precious mother. The very place where I imagined I came from was about to receive my homecoming offer.
You want to be a daddy, don't you, Christopher?
She begged into my ear. Oh, mother. Oh, God, yes, I replied with breathless wonder.
This means this is for life.
She continued. I whimpered my agreement aloud, finding renewed vigor in my thrusts. She stopped, letting me control the action as I gladly did all I could to ensure my seed took root. My body, mind, and spirit became furiously fixed on one singular purpose. I prayed she had never felt a man so bent on pounding her like this. But then again, this was a relationship that was completely unique and powerfully loving. This was true love. How could it not be? I threw Sharon off, hurling her upon her back as I fell atop her with my thick cock once again stabbing her. My frantic hands clutched those thighs, bringing her legs up beside my chest, inducing the most primal instincts inside her to come alive. Now I pounded her mercilessly as I used her feet as oars, just as if I were rowing a boat. My cock sank in as deep as I could, only to press my groin against her even more to lodge my cock toward her fertile garden that awaited my spawning seed. Sharon hissed and seethed, clinging to my back, bringing her mouth to my beefy shoulder. Like a wild beast, she sank her teeth into my flesh, biting me as each lunge shook her to the core. Sweat dribbled from my face to hers as our bed slammed against the wall. Briskly grabbing both her hands, I stretched those arms out to pin her down. Now I could see her in all of her uncivilized magnificence. Perspiration soaked her hair as it lay across her brow. Now I was really giving it to her, untamed and without care or regard. This was power fucking at its best. Then another erotic inspiration flashed in my mind, taking our relationship up a notch. I'm gonna marry you, I breathlessly chanted with each loving thrust.
Oh, fuck yeah, Chris! My God, yes!
My head hung low just thinking about her in a beautiful wedding dress. Pregnant or about to become pregnant. My God, to actually propose the idea at the height of raw sex, then to have her accept it without a trace of doubt. Oh, I still couldn't believe my luck.
The love of your life, mother of your child,
she chanted, digging her heels into my ass, assuring me that she would not fray. I think she knew her boy was close. She felt my body compress as every sense amplified. My cock began pulsating inside that fertile womb. My breathing, nearly as deafening as my cries, assured her of my impending gift. With every ounce of my being, I summoned my will to give my mother this one reward. Millions of tiny explosions raced throughout my head as my seed began its momentous journey to my lover's womb. I steadied myself upon my hands, sawing in and out of her pussy like a finely tuned piece of machinery. Her mouth was shaped like an O as it soon began to chant sweet nothings to me, as she knew I was desperately close. Gonna come, gonna come, I barely voiced as she began howling my name.
Go deep, Christopher. Please be deep,
she cried out. My flesh surrendered to the unavoidable, locking up, my arms and legs contracting beyond all known measure. Sharon secured her legs around me as I shot the first blasts of semen inside my sweet woman. Sharon's eyes rolled back into her head, feeling her son's seed flood her womb. She lifted herself up, madly clawing at my back as orgasm shattered my ravaged flesh. She too felt an orgasm seize her body. The thought of it all went beyond all reason. Strong, thick ropes of sperm shot deep within her as I raised her ass up to meet my persisting thrusts. All I could focus on was making sure my seed took root. Oh, blinding visions of her swollen belly, and hot sex demolished me. A violent seizure thrashed her apart, as I could only focus on ingesting her with my cum. Sharon yelled. I buckled. I kissed. She cried. Another heroic plunge slammed her again as we both held on to one another for dear life. At that point, I accepted the fact that I had done all I could. Now, as Sharon and I accepted our inherent karma, I silently prayed that nature would quickly take its course and that my sperm would fight its way up to Sharon's waiting egg. Now, hope and ambition would be our uniting desire. Naturally, I fell asleep inside Sharon for the next few hours, drifting in and out of consciousness. I would awaken throughout the night to give her a kiss, or to skim the silky goodness of her hips before drifting back to sleep. Of course, my last thoughts before sleep were of the hopeful miracle happening inside her beloved womb. The next morning, we awoke to smiles and many kisses of deep affection. I was so happy to be with the ultimate woman of my dreams. I had succeeded in achieving the greatest triumph I had ever hoped for. And not only that, but to the degree in which I succeeded left my head spinning in astonishment. We ended up together in the shower for a couple of hours, staying way past checkout time as the maids burst in to find my face buried in Sharon's ass. I couldn't see or hear them since I was too busy concentrating on the intoxicating beauty of a mahogany ass, all slippery and wet with steamy water that cascaded down her back, across the high slopes of her cheeks, and into my face. If those maids only knew how far my tongue was lodged up that ass, they probably would have stayed just to watch the mind-blowing act of pure love.
I like to breathe it in. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't feel far.
I knew I was getting close to knowing if Sharon was pregnant or not, and thankfully I was graduating the day after Sharon's first visit to the OBGYN. I'd finally finished that god-awful experience known as high school, and I knew who and what was waiting for me. My soulmate, Sharon. At the graduation ceremony, Sharon beamed with a glow I had never seen before. Dressed in a pretty off-white summer dress, she waited for me in the wings of the auditorium after we were dismissed. Beaming with a telling smile, Sharon met me with a faithful, sensual kiss. Her smile said it all. Leaning into my ear, she whispered,
"Congratulations, Christopher. You're going to be a daddy."
I knew it, and joyously twirled her into my arms as we laughed and smiled in pure joy. In many ways, that damn diploma didn't mean a thing next to this joyous news. "Oh my God, are you serious?" I asked, just wanting to make sure. Happily nodding yes, Sharon put her hands on my face.
"Believe it, mister. You knocked out this old lady pretty good. I'm 6 weeks along due in January."
"Wow," was all I could say. "I can't believe it."
"Better make me an honest woman,"
she followed up with a knowing grin. "Oh, don't you worry," I said. "Come here." Hand in hand, I led Sharon out of the auditorium to a remote, secluded area behind the school. Reaching into my pocket, I took out a small jewelry box. As I took to one knee, still in my graduation cap and gown, I opened the box to show her a 2-carat diamond I had bought for her 2 weeks prior. Beaming with tears of joy, Sharon wept as I begged her to marry me, to become my wife, placing my hands on her soft stomach. stared deep into the brown eyes I had grown to love. Say you'll be my wife. For our child, Sharon, I urged. Spend your life with me.
Yes,
she cried, holding her hands to her mouth in a mixture of joy and wonder.
1,000 times yes, Christopher. I'll marry you.
We embraced right there as we consummated the pledge. With a breath of life kiss, we made out for an untold amount of time, savoring the other's tongues and saliva. Just doing this to my best friend's mother was enough, let alone catching her hand in divine marriage and bearing my child.
Shouldn't you go back and be with your family? They probably want some pictures,
she suggested as I burrowed my face amidst her deep cleavage. I am with my family, I mumbled. With my mother and unborn child.
Oh, I love it when you talk like that.
Up to that point, Sharon and I had already taken up our mother-son roles, as we frequently played out many scenarios where I, as the son, would seduce her, and she, likewise with me. It proved to be a most intoxicating ritual that both of us enjoyed immensely. In fact, since our prom, I referred to Sharon as mother in a majority of our conversations and romps in the sack. While it would take a few more years for me to fully understand the deep significance of it, we found it to be a powerful aphrodisiac, giving an edgier temperament to our impulsive sex. And just as I thought I'd have to dash off and walk through the forced grins and countless pictures and fluff, Sharon's right hand began massaging my massive erection, poking through my dress slacks and gown.
Did Mother make you hard again, baby?
God, yes. I shamelessly admitted.
Mother's gonna have to do something about that now, isn't she?
Will you? I begged, teetering on the edge of narcosis.
A good mother could never say no to her son. Now can she?
Sharon bashfully asked with her best open-mouthed, pouty look. With that, Sharon threw up my graduation gown to undo my belt and pants. In little to no time, Sharon was beneath my gown, suckling on my cock. My 38-year-old fiancé consumed me whole, right where I stood. I was unable to do much of anything except endure her agonizingly rich blowjob. It all happened so fast. And as I stood there, propped up against a brick wall, Sharon began to bless me with her dazzling, meticulous tongue dance. I wanted to make her stop because this was my graduation, but then again, why? I wanted nothing more than to watch my fiancé feast on me, but had to settle on focusing on the sounds and feelings, which were just as exhilarating. I heard some people making their way to us as I wanted her to stop, but Sharon chained her hands on the back of my thighs to stop me. She knew, as I did, that both of us were not going anywhere until I came. Period. The approaching people thankfully went into another direction as I peacefully thanked the gods of passion for letting this cherished blowjob endure. She knew exactly what tricks it took to draw out my seed. How to thrash her tongue sideways, or to coax me with a slow, gentle pace. I loved to watch her as I came, too, for she would always let a few streams of my semen trickle down my glossy shaft before gobbling them back up. But this time, I would have to imagine that happening as my blowjob soon took its inherent turn towards this side of paradise. Giving in, I huffed and panted like a decathlon champion. Huffing, Sharon, Sharon. Over and over, she cajoled my living essence from the deepest recesses of my testicles. I came, clamping my eyes and spewing out my cum. It had been a couple of days since we'd made love, so there was plenty for my wife to be, to consume. And yes, I still found it hard to believe that I had found a woman who swallowed my sperm. It was agonizingly beautiful what Sharon was able to do to me with such simple efforts. The news of my upcoming marriage to Sharon left my family in a muddle, let alone the fact that she was carrying my unborn child. It sadly divided us even further as I moved in with Sharon in her downtown condo. My belongings stayed in their boxes, though, as we had already planned to move south to Florida, where we knew there would be a fresh start and no small town whispers behind our backs. I was to enroll at the University of Central Florida, and Sharon was to take a job with a marketing firm in Orlando. I married Sharon in July at an amazing sunset service at Fort DeSoto Beach. It was just us and the minister. But that was all that really mattered. I had asked the minister if we could reword our vows so we could refer to the other as mother and son. I was somewhat bashful about it at first, but once he saw our birth certificates, he knew we weren't related, and so he agreed. It was an amazingly romantic setting, one of the purest, most profound moments in all my life. Sharon stood before me, dressed in a satin mini dress, showing off those luscious bare shoulders and caramel thighs and legs. She knew I loved looking at her best assets, and gladly showed them off to her now husband. With the setting sun highlighting her full body and protruding belly, I let it all soak in. I was marrying a woman I had known since I was 5 years old. I had triumphantly succeeded in impregnating her, marking her for all time. Who would have guessed? Who would have even speculated that I could ever accomplish such an unattainable victory? Had I just kept my mouth shut or just avoided consoling her when her son died? Thankfully, I listened to my heart and sought out the impossible. I could not have lived with myself otherwise, knowing I never would have had true love. I take you, mother, to be my lawfully wedded wife. To protect you and nourish, I vowed, as we held onto each other's hands.
My son, I take you as my lawfully married husband,
she concluded as we slipped on our wedding bands to seal our fate for all eternity. That night, we slept on the beach as we consummated our marriage at least 5 times before sunrise. 3 of those orgasms were induced by pure, grinding anal intercourse, and the 2 others were by the womb that would see my child bore from it in a matter of months. Sharon had evolved into a full-blown sex fiend. She mastered the art of language, using her foul-mouthed prose as a mental stimulant for us as we strove to experience many beautiful acts together as husband and wife. With our new home now outside of Orlando, Sharon and I began our new life together. She made sure we had a pool when looking for a house so she could continually keep up her naturally bronzed skin she knew I loved so much. On many nights after she came home from work, we would end up in the pool fucking like savage beasts in the wild. Both of us loved the water and how sexy it made us feel. Plus, her stomach had reached a lovely swell, as she now had that maternal glow about her. She would walk around the house, striding in all her fertile ecstasy, knowing soon she would have a child with a man who desperately craved one with her. It was her greatest moment. January came as Sharon gave birth to our first daughter, whom we named Justine. It wasn't long after that that Sharon was pregnant once more with our son. Our son was our last child as the pregnancy was incredibly hard on Sharon. I was now 21 and Sharon 41, as I swear she did look a day over 30. Her already lush, buxom body swelled out even more as I happily welcomed every new curve and inch to my beautiful wife slash mother. While she always complained about her weight and size, I basked in the glorious wealth of voluptuousness and bold sex. I loved how she looked, how big her ass was, and how it rippled and fluttered when I would slip either inside her ass or pussy. And those honeyed large breasts that burst with milk for our children. I just couldn't get enough. And neither could she. I went on to graduate and earn my master's in finance, giving Sharon the chance to stay home with our two children. I started with a growing finance company and worked my way up through the boom years of the 1990s, giving Sharon and I a fantastic nest egg and a more than comfortable lifestyle. On our 10th wedding anniversary, I gave Sharon a sprawling new 25,000 square foot mansion, as I became the youngest vice president of an equity firm based in Miami. My life and my family were as much as I could have ever hoped to have. As I finish telling you this story, our daughter, Justine, has just turned 20 and is enrolled at UCLA in California. She's with us this weekend as I flew her back home on our company jet to see her mother and I. Sharon is now 58 and looks as fabulous as ever. She credits much of her youthful looks to a great sex life and the undying love we share. Tonight, we spent the evening out at the pool where the four of us swam and enjoyed a delightful dinner with a few of the kids' friends. Sharon was all decked out in her two-piece, and I, as always, still remained enthralled with that hot, sexy ass that still crippled me, even after 20 years of marriage and hot sex. I can't even begin to count how many gallons of blistering hot sperm I've pumped between those two succulent orbs in the last 20 years. As I sat back in my lounge chair, I had one of those moments of divine realization. Looking at my two kids and my sexy-ass wife, thinking back to when I first told Sharon I was in love with her. It was then that I took notice of my gorgeous daughter, Justine, noticing how much she had come to resemble her lovely mother. She had acquired the same hourglass figure and succulent dark skin, the identical qualities that drove me insane for Sharon. Her hair was much longer, though, falling down past her mid-back. For some reason, the image of her standing at the foot of the pool, adorned with her wet hair all strewn up behind her, her glossy wet body likewise in her revealing bikini. It hit me that, yes, I felt a strong hint of attraction towards her. That night, as Sharon and I were watching TV in our bed, I was shocked to hear Sharon breach the subject.
Saw you checking out our girl at the pool earlier.
Yes, I was, I admitted, having never kept anything secret from my wife. And I'm honestly ashamed of myself. Crawling over to me, Sharon laid her head on my chest, looking into my eyes.
Why?
Because she's my daughter, I replied. It's wrong to think of her in that way.
You can't help being human, darling. Our daughter has grown into a desirable woman. Human nature is to notice beauty when one sees it.
What are you saying, honey? I asked, sitting up in apprehension.
I'm saying that I'm surprised it took you this long to finally check out your girl. Do you think I haven't either?
You mean you looked at her like that?
Many times. Come on. We spent our entire marriage role-playing as mother and son, sweetie. Our sex life is amazing because we've been open-minded about so many things. Besides, she always says that she wishes she could find a guy like you and all the boys she dates. Maybe we should talk to her.
About what? I asked, almost angered by her proposal. Sharon's only reply was tediously running her finger down my chest, stopping mere inches before noticing my already erect cock.
why the idea of it makes you hard like this.
Oh my God. I barely whimpered as I couldn't believe we were actually talking about such a taboo topic. 2 nights later, the night before Justine was to go back to UCLA, Sharon and I knocked on her bedroom door. Happily letting us in, we caught Justine packing her luggage, dressed in just a loose, oversized t-shirt. Sharon breached the gap, telling her we needed to have a talk. Nervous as hell, my heart nearly exploded from my chest.
Honey,
Sharon started as we all sat on our bed.
There's something your father and I need to share with you. It's rather complicated, but hopefully you'll understand it after I explain. Okay.
Justine graciously agreed. Sharon sat up, finding the courage to put our feelings to words.
Sweetie, your father and I, both of us, well...
She tried to sum up.
We're in love with you, not as your parents, but as two adults who would love to share a bed with you, and hopefully more.
You could have heard a pin drop in Justine's bedroom.